Episode 1154, Raising Everyday Heroes.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. It is Friday. It is confession day. And for us, it is spring break. My children are celebrating with me. They are so super excited, and I hope you are too. Regardless, if you are stuck inside because of the snow, maybe it's raining, maybe you even have sunshine, guess what? We're chatting about Confession Day. Oh yes, Confession of an Upset Mama, Raising Everyday Heroes. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, growing up is tough no matter your age. The expectations for the parent and the child are steep and risky. Raising everyday heroes can be a blessing and a curse.
That's why we're talking about it.
Because today I want you to see your work as a parent as a blessing. Most of us look at our work as a parent as hard. It is hard. It wasn't made to be easy. It's frustrating. We get mad and we feel like there's more bad than there is good, but actually it's not a curse. It truly is a blessing. There are so many rewards when you're willing to put in lots of love, patience, frustration, and grace. It's called the elbow grease of parenthood. Well, yeah, I know. You would get a chuckle out of that. And I wanted you to smile because too many times we are what? In a corner crying. In the shower going, I cannot believe my child did that. What am I going to do? You're in the supermarket and they're having a meltdown and you're about to have a meltdown because this is like their third or fourth one in the week. And you're like, will they ever get over this? Well, you'll get through it with a little elbow grease of parenthood. Now that energy and elbow grease that you have to do and use, it raises everyday heroes. Most of us don't see our children as heroes. But God does. When they make the littlest decision to do the right thing, to love, to share, to obey, to speak up, to comfort, to listen, that's heroes in God's eyes. That's how God sees them. It's the little things, doing the simple things, showing heaven on earth. But we look at them going, well, did you see that meltdown? I mean, I was embarrassed. Yes, you're going to be embarrassed. Things aren't always going to work out right, but they are your everyday hero. Sometimes I think we're looking for the grandioso hero, you know, someone bigger than ourselves. And yes, we have those, our police officers and our firefighters, our military personnel. We have those who come to our rescue at the time of need when there's a major catastrophe happening. But we're forgetting our everyday heroes, our children. God sees children as his precious gifts. He says in Matthew 18:3, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Children are God's everyday heroes. When we look through their eyes, we see things through their eyes. We begin to go, whoa, I miss that. Because our perception as an adult, yes, we may have experiences to back it up, but we're sitting there going, ha, I already know it. And so you already shut things down. You turn off areas. You're like, oh, I don't even want to listen to that. Don't give me your reason. I don't want to hear it. We don't mean to do that as parents. It happens. I've done it. Millions of times. I have 5 children, so I'm sure I'm in the millions counts. God's keeping track. Okay, he's not keeping track because he's a God of grace and mercy. And he looks at our children and says, there's your hero. You're missing out. You're missing out on their gifts because you're trying to make them perfect. You're trying to make them be something that they either aren't or something that society thinks they should be. God already has a plan for your child's life. You may not see it, but He does. And it's up to us to raise up our everyday heroes. When you see your child as God sees him, you see the hero within you. Have you ever looked at your child and they've done something and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like looking in a mirror. You have a flashback. Or worse, yeah, there's something that gets worse. You see yourself in either your mother or your father. You're like, oh my gosh, I thought I'd never be like that. Yeah, I'm sure you've had those moments. Just wait till your children get there. They're going to have those moments too. But God has a way of working everything out and how the world goes round, because you see, He gave us children to see life through, to watch them. Have you just sat back? Go to the park. Okay, if it's freezing, maybe don't go to the park. Some of you have gotten a lot of snow. And I pray you're safe and sound and that your power is getting back on. But when it is warm enough, or if you have a few around, you know, your household like I do, just sit back. Don't say anything. Just watch them. Watch how children interact with each other. Watch how your child interacts with a stranger. Now, obviously, you want it to be a safe place. But I was able to experience that. We've moved. My kids have been thrown into a much larger, grandioso school system than what they were. I mean, we more than quadrupled in size. And I know that was scary. One in high school, one in middle school. I've got one starting college now and two already in college. It's a full house. It's a party all the time. But I love being able to sit back and watch them love, watch them share, watch them comfort, watch them greet a stranger that they've never met, watch them go and create friendships. Everyday heroes, our children. It's not about the temper tantrums at the grocery stores. It's not about the spilt milk on the kitchen floor. We are called to raise everyday heroes, whether we like it or not. You don't have to be a parent to be raising everyday heroes either. You could be working at church and volunteering in your community. Maybe you're an auntie or an uncle. Your grandma. You may not be parenting your immediate child right now, but you have influence. And that influence means that you're raising everyday heroes. You have that opportunity. And God calls you to do that. When I was sitting back, just kind of pondering, as spring break is just literally around the corner, it is here. Today is the last day, and then we're on spring break, and the kids are like, Mom, we're just excited because we want to be able to do a few things we want to. I mean, they have been going nonstop with this move. We were packing. We came in. We threw them into the school system. And we said, you got to start school because you can't have any more time off. And we've got to get you going. And so they just kind of fell into everything. And we kind of makeshift their rooms together. And so they really haven't been able to unpack everything and put places up and just kind of make it their own. And they're like, Mom, we're just getting excited. We can't wait. And so I've been watching them this past week and just seeing how they're interacting with their teachers, with their friends, how they're taking on their own responsibilities. Because this is a much bigger town than where we moved from. And when I say much bigger, it's much bigger. And I don't even know anybody here. And so I'm learning and meeting people. They know more people probably than I do. And so as they're beginning to reach out, seeing them blossom, they're my everyday heroes. But it breaks my heart when I hear moms get just all bent out of shape because their child isn't behaving right. And yes, you're going to have those moments. I had so many. I still have some. And yes, I have to be a little rough every once in a while. We're supposed to discipline. God disciplines us. We're to discipline our children. Now, I'm not going to tell you right now how to discipline. That's for another episode. But we are called to do that. But the thing is what gets me, what irks me as a parent, as a woman of influence out in the community, is that we focus on the mistakes. We sit there and say, oh my gosh, you can't believe that child. We forget that God gives us the benefit of the doubt. He gives us grace. He gives us his mercy and his unconditional love. Yet we're so quick to say, judgment on you. Who are we to judge? We need to teach our children right from wrong. But we need to raise everyday heroes at the same time. It's walking that fine line. One that I really want to challenge you with. You may be already doing it, and praise the Lord that you are. Celebrate it. Celebrate that you are seeing your child as an everyday hero. Tell them today that when you pick them up from school or when you guys are going out to eat after church, say, you know what? I just want you to know that you're my hero. If you were to say that to your child, what do you think their response is going to be? I guarantee you, it's going to be nothing like you expected. When we call people our hero, they're like, no, I'm not a hero. Our children, they're too humble because they're innocent. They don't know any better. They don't have the scars of experiences called life here on earth. God sees them as precious. Today, you are called to raise everyday heroes. So it's time to rise up. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Raise up your everyday heroes. And no, it's not going to be easy, but it's something that I really, truly, honestly want you to think about. With the way our world is going, wouldn't it be nice to shed a tear because you see your child as a hero and not as one who's a temper tantrum kicker in this grocery store? I can remember those days when I'd have five of them all under the age of 8. Oh my goodness, talk about a party in a store. That's why usually I like the 24-hour stores because I would go after they were all in bed. I was exhausted, but I would go and I would have peace. And I love that peace. But I also love the chaos too. Because God showed me that they're heroes to me. Able to see them just, you know, say thank you. To be courteous to someone else and to see it actually like in motion, your hard work coming out like, whoa, I did it. When you see life through a child's eyes, it opens up heaven's doors because it allows you to see how God sees. So what does it look like to raise everyday heroes? Well, number one, you need to see the possibilities, not the mistakes. You don't want to sit here and just focus on, oh man, you know what Sam did the other day? Oh my gosh, what was I thinking? He was just totally out of it, okay? We can talk about that and sometimes we need to express it, but when we keep bringing it up a year later, 2 years later, we're keeping track, we're keeping score, and that is not helping our children whatsoever. See the possibilities, not the mistakes. When you see the mistakes, you're limiting them. When you see possibilities, it's limitless. I think of it as heavenly expectations, God expectations. Nothing is impossible when you see the possibilities and not the mistakes. Number two, teach with the heart of God. You need to have this reflection of God through your actions and through your words. Don't just, okay, say, all right, well, this is kind of what I'm doing, the plan. It all looks good on paper, and I'm so organized, and I've got it all laid out. And then you go, and you're just like, roar. You're just this huge bear that comes down all the time. What is that teaching them? You want to teach with the heart of God. Show them how to live through your actions and words as God shows us. And finally, number three, love unconditionally. You can't have everyday heroes without love. It's that human part that God has in all of us. It connects every single one of us. Love unconditionally. No strings attached. If they don't make the grades, it's not the end of the world. It's okay. If they don't make the dance squad, the competition team, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You don't love them because of what they do. You love them because of who they are. They're a child of God. They're your child. They're a gift, a precious gift. One that sometimes I think, honestly, we just kind of toss to the side. And as you can tell, I'm on my little soapbox. It does irk me. Because these are the children. This is the generation we are raising up. We want to raise up a generation that's filled with a foundation of faith, spiritual belief, that sees possibilities, not just mistakes, that acts accordingly to the heart of God, that uses words and phrases and sentences and writes and loves with the heart of God, and sees humanity through love. As challenging as it is to be a parent, you can do all things through Christ because he gives you strength, always. You're not doing this alone. You're not, you know, he's not asking you to create this everyday hero of your own making. He's already created one. He's already got a divine plan for your child. And ultimately, I would add in there, when you're wanting to raise everyday heroes, raise them up, you need to pray for them. Pray for them. I think we think we're praying for them, but that prayer might be all of 2.5 seconds, if that. We're so busy. Come on, it's confession day. Are you praying for your child? For their well-being, for their possibilities, for their heart, for the love, for their spiritual walk. That's what we're called to do as parents. Now, it's tricky, I know. And this parenting thing is surely not easy. I don't have all the answers. But if you're struggling, if you're needing someone just to say, oh my gosh, I need someone to talk to, maybe who's been in the same situation. You want support. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There's no charge. And I promise you, you will gain some insight from it. I promise you. Because God is already preparing a way for you. He's raising you up as an everyday hero. Did you ever think of that? Click on the link and that will begin our conversation. Even though parenting isn't easy, God's always got it under control. You can raise up everyday heroes. It's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.